In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There are many people who believe that they are the greatest sinner in the entire world, and they're wrong. I could give you examples from history of people who are way worse sinners than you are, and more importantly, people who are way worse sinners than you, and who have been forgiven by God and made into great saints. That is what St. Paul is telling us in our first reading from the book, letter to Timothy. Said, you know, I was a great sinner, and look what God did with me. And he did it as an example. Because if you can do something with Saul of Tarsus, God can do something for anyone. If God can forgive Saul of Tarsus' sins, he'll forgive anyone's. If God can make Saul of Tarsus a great saint, he can make a great saint of anyone. And the same could be said of, oh, I don't know, St. Augustine. Or Blessed Bartolo Longo. You may not have heard of him, but he was a satanic priest. And he repented of his sins and converted. Now he's numbered among the blessed in the church. And that's just a few examples. So don't despair of what God can do with you if you let him. You know, that's the key. God will never forgive, or force his grace, rather, upon any one of us. But we must cooperate with him, and we must work with him. Because, as our Lord mentions in today's Gospel, it's not enough merely to say, Lord, Lord. You know, there are many who say, Lord, Lord, who will not enter the kingdom of God. Because it's not enough to just say that Jesus is Lord and then live your life as you wish. Rather, you need to build those strong foundations. And what is that? What are those strong foundations? Doing Lord, Lord. Acting as if Jesus is Lord, because he is. And that means you obey his commandments. Because it's only by obeying his commandments, because they are his commandments, that we build that strong foundation that when crappy stuff happens in our lives, and believe me, it will, you'll be able to withstand it. And it may even, you know, the crappy thing may be when you die. Because let's face it, death is not a pleasant thing. And yet if you die in friendship with God, you know, those waters of death will pass around you, and yet the house of your life will remain, and you will be taken up into God's kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.